So last time I was like really pumped because there was some Bomberman slots that I'd never seen before. I think this was in Colorado. I was like, I'm going to play the shit out of this. And then I lost like $300 with winning zero spins. And I'm like, okay, never again. Howdy, it's Thursday, July 16th, 2026, and this is episode 284 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Eskin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Back from Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yep, didn't go a single time into Atlantic City.
There was a rainy day, and I was pitching Showboat.
Go to the water park.
Arcade, yeah. And water park. Couldn't get any takers. There were a few days where it was sort of rainy, but not enough to just call it a washout. So we would do some stuff, but it was never just so obviously a washout that we had to go to Showboat. I say that like it's a punishment.
Yeah.
Take that however you want. I would have had a good time at the arcade. Based on my Ocean City planning and looking at what there was to do for families out there, I came up with a ridiculous would you rather, which is boat tours, most of which are departing and returning to Atlantic City. There's a company called Atlantic City Cruises and a company called AC Tiki Boat, which I think are actually the same company. But they offer a sightseeing tour, several sightseeing tours, I think, a morning tour and a evening tour, a dolphin watching tour, and multiple booze cruise options. You can either do the Tiki Boat variety or you can do the happy hour cruise on just the normal, not Tiki Boat. Which of these would you most like to do?
I mean, I think if we were doing like Always Once Never with three separate things and boat tours was in there, they would literally be going into the ocean. None of these have any, you know, they don't pull me in at all, frankly. Like, I don't want to do any of them.
So if it was Always Once Never for like sightseeing tour, dolphin watching tour, booze cruise, you'd just be like all of them into
all
the
three,
ocean.
Never. Yeah. Into the ocean. Presumably, a booze cruise probably has some sightseeing as well, right?
Yeah.
But it's just that they also sell alcohol. I mean, that's just strictly better, right?
There's probably loud music on the boat.
I don't want loud music. That's worse.
I think that it's a bad use of the drinking. I don't need to drink on a boat in Atlantic City. I would rather drink at the cocktail bar.
The problem with all of these is they're a bad use of time, which is really what I care about. I don't care about portioning out my drinking or whatever. Obviously. I mean, as we found out over and over and over again.
I mean, a sightseeing tour at 11 a.m., like, what am I doing during that time? Nothing good.
Gambling.
Probably losing money that I don't need to lose.
At empty tables before it gets crowded and expensive?
Just time-wise, I'd probably do the 11 a.m. sightseeing tour. I mean, I could see some dolphins one time ever. Go out on a boat, see some dolphins, come back, said you saw some dolphins.
I reject the premise of this question. I will say I don't want to do any of these.
Boo. Not even playing the game.
Nope.
Okay, it's a group trip. We got like six of us.
I would stay. I would not go.
You're no fun.
But you know that that is actually what I would do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no question.
I'm completely fine with not doing what everyone else is doing.
Okay, so we're doing a booze cruise with the whole group.
Uh-huh. That is the one I would be the most likely to do.
Do you want to do the regular boat or the Tiki Boat?
I don't know. I haven't actually clicked these links and looked at them.
I think you have to see the Tiki Boat before you can make that decision.
All right, let's see.
Because the regular boat is like a boat with two decks and a bar, presumably. The Tiki Boat's like a pontoon boat with...
Oh, no, the Tiki Boat looks better. Yeah, I would do the Tiki Boat.
I mean, I think the Tiki Boat looks shittier, but it looks more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it has a grass skirt.
Yeah, exactly. It makes everything more fun.
So last episode we talked about Tilman Fertitta.
Ambassador to Italy or something?
I don't actually think that was last episode. I think it was the episode before that. It was 100% the episode before last episode. Yes, ambassador to Italy, Tilman Fertitta, buying Caesars. No question about it. Definitely going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, an article from Wayne Perry in the Press of Atlantic City came to my inbox saying, what's going on with this deal? Nobody's saying anything. So basically, the agreement with Fertitta gave Caesars until July 11th to find a better offer. You may be looking at your calendar and saying it's well past July 11th. Bloomberg reported last week that Carl Icahn was putting together a bid. You may remember Carl Icahn as the owner
from
of the Tropicana, who bought the Chelsea while owning the Tropicana. He was also, at one point, the owner of the Trump Taj Mahal. Apparently, he also owned the Sands, but that was before my time.
He's got to be like 90 years old, right?
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. He was old when he owned Tropicana. So Wayne Perry in this article is saying, hey, I reached out to the parties involved, Caesars and Tillman Fertitta, multiple times and have not heard anything. Nobody's saying anything. So it's unclear if some better offers come in or what's going on with this, but something to look out for. So the news is there's no news, but maybe it's interesting that there's no news. So my question to you is Icon versus Fertitta. Who would you rather have running Caesars Entertainment?
All right. I think there's a couple ways to look at this. Like in terms of health of the city or whatever, like I think it's just better for Icon to be running it.
For Icon to be running it.
So that Fertitta doesn't
own four casinos.
Because we've said that Fertitta is just going to shut down the Golden Nugget, surely, if he gets this, right? Whereas if Icon owns Caesars, then we would probably have all of the casinos.
Right. So there was also something in this article about the four casinos thing. And I very quickly dismissed that because I said Caesars owned four casinos before, back when they owned Showboat. And before they owned Trop, they had Showboat, Harrah's, Caesars, Bally's. They owned four casinos. There's no problem.
Well, they shut down Showboat.
But they owned them for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But Wayne Perry says that that was when there was 12 casinos and now there's 9. So maybe the city or state will be more reluctant to have a casino company own 4 of 9 casinos. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. So you think it's better for the city? Oh, because Fertitta would close one, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's much more likely. So Carl Icahn has like a very long and storied career of doing things that are not nice for companies and employees and stuff, but are good for shareholders or whatever. But I have to say that realistically, let's say you own Caesars, Trop, Harrah's, I just can't imagine shutting down one of those.
Yeah, that's true.
It seems crazy to me. Not like if you own Golden Nugget also, which is just begging to be shut down. And like, frankly, despite his reputation, I think either of these guys are preferable to El Dorado.
Yeah.
Because El Dorado is horrible. I think that Icon put a lot of money into Trop when he was there. I think he was like fairly generous to players. Famously, like I only stayed in Trop for like a very long time and usually got rooms for other people in Caesars because they were just generous to me at Trop when Icon owned it. So like, I don't really have that many reservations about Carl Icahn if he ended up buying these. You know, like I said, the two things I care about are like, how generous are you going to be to players? And the answer is everyone's going to be more generous than El Dorado. And are you going to put money into the properties? Which everyone's going to put more money into the properties than El Dorado. But at least Carl Icahn really spent a lot of money. Like you mentioned, he bought Chelsea. He built a walkway over there. He did a lot of good things for the Tropicana, I think.
Yeah, you swayed me, I think. Because I was originally going to say Icahn's just a flipper. He's going to come in and try to, you know, do whatever he can to flip this for the profit.
That's true, but part of flipping is making it nice, and then you flip it, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of his bad reputation in Atlantic City is he was pretty hardline with the union contracts, right? Like, I don't remember if the strikes actually happened under Icon. I think they did,
I don't think
right?
they ever struck. I mean, I remember them striking outside of Taj.
I thought that was when he owned it.
Maybe.
We'll have to look this up after the
fact. Yeah, I'll have to look it up, yeah.
But for all his reputation, I agree, he did put money into improving Tropicana, and you could argue money has not been put into Tropicana since he sold it, right? Mm-hmm. So my original thought was, what, Fertitta runs casinos? This guy, you know, I want somebody who runs casinos running casinos, but
I had no problem with how he ran Trop, honestly.
You're right. We talked about the Hook closing in that same episode 2 episodes ago, and mm-hmm. I mentioned last episode that they were teasing a music video, and like I said, it was just Dick Marlin, the host of The Hook, singing very poorly Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi in and around Atlantic City. It was funny-ish. I linked to it in the show notes last episode. I guess I can link to it again. But funnier than that is they've posted a couple of short YouTube videos titled Dickin' Around with Dick Marlin, and he goes to, so far he's gone to White House Subs and Angeloni's Club Madrid, and he's much funnier in that setting and also showcases a couple of good places. Not that I've ever actually been to the real White House Subs, which I need to rectify.
It's unbelievable to me that you've never been to White House Subs.
Maybe we should do that next trip.
Sure. I'm always down to get an Italian.
The other big Hook-related or Spiegelworld-related news that came out is listener Alex emailed saying, it seems like the Super Frico is already closed. So I did some digging, and 100% Super Frico has closed. It is gone from their website. It is gone from the Caesars website. You cannot book a reservation there. Super Frico is done at the very start of the summer. Seems very odd to close it now when you've still got 100 plus performances of The Hook left. Maybe not anymore. Maybe they're down to 60 something. But yeah, Super Frico done.
Hey, rest in peace. It's the only place I've ever had a cocktail with egg white in it, and it was quite good. So,
yeah, really good cocktails. I loved sitting at the bar there. I thought it was a great place. I hadn't eaten a full meal there since very early on. I know some people said that they changed the menu and it wasn't as good, but, you know, I was saying when we were talking about the Hook, oh, maybe they'll keep it open. They kept the Super Freako open at Cosmopolitan. No.
And I famously was like, no, they're not going to do that. Famously.
I think it went viral, actually, you saying that.
It did.
People were like, clipped you up.
Spiegel World was like, this dude's right. We have to shut it down.
Yeah. I can't believe you shut down Super Freako. Speaking of things shutting down, Jeff from New York posted last night on Facebook.
New York.
That the Topgolf swing suite at Ocean is now only a private event venue. You can't just walk in and hit some golf balls into a screen. It is private events only. So thanks for posting that, Jeff. From the Ocean website, Topgolf has transformed into an exclusive space ideal for corporate outings, celebrations, and group events for 25 or more people. Boo! It doesn't say boo on the website. I'm booing it.
That's pretty lame. Yeah.
It's very lame. I think it's just a terrible use of the space. I'm sure it just wasn't making any money.
I'm sure no one was going. I mean, I've never been, so I can't tell you how crowded it was or was not.
Right.
But that's probably part of the problem, that I've never been. And I'm, you know, the number one Topgolf fan, just as you are the number one Dave and Buster's fan.
Correct. I haven't been to a Dave and Buster's in a while. I should fix that.
Yeah, I haven't been to Topgolf this year. I should fix that.
I would say that we could fix both of those things in Atlantic City, but now we can't get a group of 23 more people together to be able to rent this out. I will say the swing suite,
it's worse than normal Topgolf, surely.
Yeah, hitting golf balls into a screen.
But a video screen.
It's just not really all that exciting.
I agree.
Hitting golf balls out into the vast expanse.
Right.
How awesome would it be if the Topgolf was a cage out onto the beach and you could, you know, full Kramer hit a golf ball into a whale's blowhole?
Yeah, you could.
If you remember that Seinfeld episode.
I don't, but...
What everyone else listening does.
Yep. So CRDA has come out, and as you put it, CRDA is all WTF you do in BART.
Accurate. I thought that was the most accurate way to describe this.
Yep.
There's another Press of Atlantic City article by Wayne Perry.
From Wayne Perry, yep. So the headline is CRDA trying to keep up with comings and goings at Showboat Outdoor Yard. Seems like the main issue is that he's not actually going through the correct steps to get everything licensed. CRDA has no idea what he's intends to be permanent out there versus what's temporary, which, of course, the problem is that he doesn't know what's going to be permanent versus temporary either.
Everything is temporary.
Uh-huh.
That is the way you should view everything at Showboat.
Right. So, I guess it mentions in the article that technically the dinosaurs are supposed to be temporary,
yes,
according to them.
That's not a great look, I think.
The outdoor gym that was, well, you say was being built, but I would say it was built.
It was
just built out, just never got any approvals from the CRDA, so they weren't allowed to ever operate it.
Right. I think we finally know what happened there, which is just they didn't have the permits to open. Oh, boy.
So Lance Landgraf, CRDA's Director of Planning and Development, says, "We know this is a site in flux. An idea pops into Martin of Bart's head, and it's let's go," he said, referring to Martin Sizemore, the construction executive and project manager for Showboat owner Bart Blatstein. It seems like the main takeaway is CRDA is exactly as confused as we are about everything going on at Showboat, and frankly, probably exactly as confused as Bart Blatstein is as well.
Yeah, the CRDA seems quite unhappy about it. You mentioned Lance Landgraf, the director of planning and development. He said, "We need a plan that shows what's out there now and what needs to stay. That's what we've been struggling to get through to you guys. I don't want this to happen again." Got a little talking to from the CRDA.
It's going
to
happen again, I think.
Yeah. The real interesting thing to me is just that the perception of what goes on at Showboat and like what everybody sees happening at Showboat is also what's going on behind the scenes. CRDA, you know, is getting information the same way we are. It's just kind of, you know, everything's just flying by the seat of their pants there at Showboat, it seems like. But
it always is. I mean, so the one thing that's stuck is Lucky Snake, I guess.
Yeah, the water park.
And I guess the water park. But yeah, I mean, how many other things have come and gone there? Do you remember AC Fan Expo? I remember.
Oh, yeah. We interviewed that guy.
I mean, we talked to the guy. Yeah.
I will say, my daughter asked to go to Atlantic City because she wants to go to the water park and the arcade again. So they've hit on something. It's just not managed well.
Didn't you say she wanted to be there for like 10 minutes last time you went?
Yeah, but she's a little older now. I think she'd do the bigger water slides.
Mm.
So that is the CRDA news, because anytime you can talk about the CRDA, you have to do it. There's a show playing that I know you want to go to, Kyle.
That's not correct. But yes, Grease is playing at Borgata from July 12th to August 9th. The schedule is every Sunday at 3 and 7:30. Most Wednesdays and Fridays at 7:30, and with the exceptions being Friday 7:17 or Wednesday 8:05, which seems quite random to me, but...
It's very random. If you wanted to go to Grease tomorrow before this episode comes out, can't do it.
Well, you said that surely the episode is going to come out tomorrow or it's going to be a while, right?
What? Cut that out.
That's the claim. And one random Saturday, 7:25 at 3 and 7:30 is playing. So no other Saturdays, though.
Right.
Just that one.
Weird schedule.
Uh-huh. And you say that the tickets start at $25, but you could not find any $25 tickets.
Yeah, all the tickets were $40, no matter where I clicked when I checked.
It's probably like hotels or whatever. There's like one seat that's a $25 seat, and it always sells first.
Yeah, or it's $25, but you just pay $15 in fees. I don't know. I will say, Grease, the play, the actual show, is very different than the movie.
Never seen it.
My daughter was in the school version of it, Grease Jr., which is still a little bit raunchier, I would say, than an 11-year-old should be in. But I went to look, because some of the decisions they made are like, that's really weird. Like, is this like to change it? Because everybody knows the movie. No, the show is different. It's a much raunchier show, and it's much more of a comedy than the movie is. So if you want to go see it, it's interesting. If you love the movie... It's very interesting to see the play. So I would go, but I know you're not going.
No, that's correct.
I would also be the only person under 70 years old at Grease at Borgata, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There is a song about mooning people. I've spoiled it. I take it back. Go to Grease.
I mean, mooning people's funny. So
it is. I mean, mooning happened in the movie. So
I haven't seen the movie. So.
You have not seen Grease?
Why would I watch that?
I don't know how you can be alive for 42 years and not see Grease.
It's easy. Just don't watch it. I don't know.
That's unbelievable to me. All right. We have to move on so that my brain can regroup.
We have a happy hour recommendation from Jim H.
Your favorite place.
Yeah. He said he went to happy hour at McCormick's and Schmick's, and he said it was nice. He said he had one of the best burger and fries in AC. It's Landry's, which is strange. So they take comps from your Golden Nugget card at 1-to-1, but comps from Total Rewards at 2-to-1.
I think that Tillman Fertitta actually is buying Caesars just to rectify this so that it can only be Caesars comps at 2-to-1. Because surely that's the result.
Yeah, I've been to that McCormick and Schmick's. So.
I will say McCormick and Schmick's in general as a chain. Famous for their happy hour.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I poo-poo McCormick and Schmick's a lot on the show, but the truth is it's fine. It's, like, totally fine. Like, I would 100 times rather go to Doc's, but...
Right, that's true. But it's probably easier to get a seat at McCormick and Schmick's. Plus, if you're at Harrah's, where else are you going to go?
Right, yeah. Doc's is quite far away, yeah. Or, like, frankly, I'd rather go to Doherty's as well, but...
Yeah.
I mean, if we were at Harrah's, like, would I do the happy hour at McCormick and Schmick's? Absolutely. But my... goal in life is to usually not be at Harrah's. So
that's true. That's a good point. Speaking of going to places, we have plans, baby. AC.
Yeah. I mean, I have an update for you. So
let's hear it.
My family is not going that weekend.
Oh, no.
But I can still go the Sunday with you, I think. I don't see why.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing that your family's not going?
I don't think it changes anything.
Okay. So August 2nd to 3rd, Sunday to Monday. That is the plan. Are you doing a 24-hour trip? What's your timeline for the Sunday to Monday? Or does it depend on what's going on?
I don't know what I'm going to do. It's plausible because there's like no sports or anything. I might try to stay until the 4th maybe, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But yeah, I'll come up the 2nd and stay to the 3rd with you, certainly.
My assumption is that I'll get up and get out and try to get there around 12 or 1, typical timeline, and then I'll probably leave dinner time-ish.
Yeah, I assume I'm going to be staying at Hard Rock because why not?
I have Ocean booked, but I should check Hard Rock to see if I can get it because I'd love to stay at Hard Rock.
I can certainly get it since I'm icon there or whatever. And let me tell you, they send me a lot of mail now.
So, but you need to match at Ocean, right? Is that correct?
I need to match at Ocean, yeah.
From your Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then from there, I can get Diamond at Caesars and like blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if I'll do that this trip, but I actually probably should...
Stay at Ocean?
No, I should match. I was going to say maybe I should wait until next year to match to Caesars, but they've never had it where you have to be inactive for so long. Like, usually there's a match open or not, so you should just do it.
Yeah, I agree. I've never, never seen an active thing. Just about every other company does.
Yeah, but not Caesars. They've never done it.
Except they're notoriously trying to close those loopholes. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they stamp you out and say no.
Yeah.
You get whammied.
By all accounts, the Prime card you get is like fairly valuable, so it's possible I could match it at
the Ocean
other
Prime
more
card?
Local casinos. Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Like Maryland Live or something. I don't know.
Mount Airy.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible I could match it at Mount Airy or Wind Creek Bethlehem or whatever, and then match that back in Atlantic City. So,
well, Atlantic City doesn't usually take other local casinos.
Pennsylvania cards, I think. At least some places do, I'm pretty sure.
Nope. Not a single one takes a single Pennsylvania.
Or like Rivers or, you know, something. I don't know.
Yeah, you'd think they would because it's Philly, right? So it's an easy trip for those people. All right, so that's the AC plan. The plan is there is no plan. We should have another episode before that trip.
Yep. I will check Hard Rock and at least try to get Sunday night booked if it's available for me.
Huge meetup Sunday. Massive 25-person meetup at the
Topgolf.
Yeah. At Ocean.
Yeah.
Where I'm staying.
Yeah, so.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Good talk.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can visit our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin or meet Kyle Askin and send Craig questions at doforawin@gmail.com and we will answer them on air. How's our inbox other than resort fees that you need to update?
We have an email from Jim H.
Okay.
Who previously we talked about, his McCormick Jimix email,
mm-hmm.
asking all about the Tillman Fertitta Golden Nuggets, what we think the timeline is. But I think we already covered that, so
yeah,
I don't think we need to get back into that.
The truth is, we have no idea, right? I mean, I don't have any idea.
And we especially have no idea now that we don't even know if
he's buying it or
the
not.
The deal went through. So we'll see.
I think we'll find out probably by next episode. We'll have a bit more information, I'd guess.
Yeah, I mean, my guess is there's no news because it's just moving along fine.
If it goes through, yeah, it'd be like a year. It was our guess, right?
Yeah.
For it to all close?
To close. You mean for the deal to close? When you said to close, I thought you meant for Golden Nugget to close.
Golden Nugget. Yeah, both.
both things. Mm-hmm. The deal goes through, and the next day, Golden Nugget is closed.
Yeah, pretty much.
No notice to anyone. Actually, they have to give notice because of the union, right?
Yeah, I think they have to tell, like, some board in New Jersey when there's going to be layoffs or something, like 60 days beforehand or something like that. Yeah.
Hard Rock, $113 a night for me that Sunday.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Man, they hate you.
I guess I have to stay at resorts, and you have to stay at Hard Rock.
Yeah. But I'll put all my play at resorts and you'll put all your play at Hard Rock. It's going to be great.
It sounds perfect. All right.
Well, thank you guys very much for listening. And we'll see when this episode gets posted and we'll talk to y'all in a few weeks.
Yep. Much like Lionel Messi, absolutely on the top of our game in this episode.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
When they think of us, they think of Lionel Messi.
They do. The Messi of podcasting, people say.
People in their prime.
Yeah.
Making millions of dollars for what they do.
We do.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, this little like video slideshow thing that they've got going on, this little montage when you go to Resorts website makes Resorts look like the nicest casino in the world.
Yeah, looks sexy.
I pretty much have to book a room there now.